Let's all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Karen, if you can do the roll call, please.
Yeah, roll call. It's at 7:02 p.m. that we've started, and we have Mr. Pilastro.
Here.
Mr. Kowarik.
Here.
Mr. Robinson is excused. Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Bowers.
Here.
And both alternates, David Reed and Rita Pelagi, are both excused.
Okay.
And we also have the Corporation Counsel here, Brian Levi.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Next item on the agenda is item number 4, public portion. Anybody from the public who would like to speak that has nothing to do with the applicant or what's on the agenda for this evening? Nobody's online. Take a motion to close the public portion.
There's no one on Zoom.
There's nobody online is what he's saying.
No, there'll be a public portion.
There's a public portion for the application. The public portion is open for anybody in the public who wishes to speak on something that is not on the agenda, not on this application that we're here for this evening.
Said he could be here in 20 minutes if we want to.
No.
Okay. Will he be on the phone that he could listen? Would that be reasonable?
That would be reasonable. I've done that before.
All right, I'll put you on speaker.
Speakerphone?
All right. Yeah.
I would say for him to call in for Zoom, but that might be too difficult.
Yeah. Okay, we're here. You opened the meeting. We did the Pledge of Allegiance. We started at 7:02.
We have another member who can be here in 20 minutes, but he's going to listen to it. That way you have 5.
He'll be able to vote on the phone.
And he'll be able to vote via the phone. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So do I get a motion to close the public portion?
So moved.
Motion made by John.
Second.
Seconded by Ray. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Motion carries. Item number 5, approval of minutes for May 15th, 2025. Can I get a motion to and September? Which ones? Both. Can we get a motion to table both? Motion made by Ray. Seconded by Jeffrey. Jeffrey. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Item number 6, applicant Joanne N. Hudson, located on affected premises of 80 Stelmeck Road in Derby, appealing the Derby zoning regulation of 195-11. Residential 3R3 zone, seeking a use variance to permit operation for an Airbnb, short-term rental use of the parcel. Hit the microphone, thank you, and state your name and your address for the record.
My name is Johnny Hudson. I'm at 80 Stelmeck Road in Derby.
That's your res. You reside there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm here to get a variance so that I can open up a bed and breakfast. I'm looking to rent out 2 rooms. I will be living in the house. I live in there now, and I'll continue to live there. I'm going through Airbnb where the guests will be, they will all be screened before they come in by Airbnb. They will have to show government ID and that sort of stuff before they get to me. After the Airbnb finish screening them, then it comes to me to screen them as well. At that point, I can say yay or nay. And the continental breakfast will be served during the mornings. There will be certain house rules, as there will be rules for them to be screened to come in. There is no on-the-street parking because there's no street back. There's a lot of parking in the yard area. Is there anything else that you need to hear or anything else I need to do?
You've got to plead your case. If we have questions, we can ask you when you're done.
Yeah.
And then we can certainly ask you questions about it. And then we would close that. How this proceedings go is then we would close that portion. Then we would discuss and make a vote based on that.
Do you think I covered it?
Do you?
The only, it'll be the first there, B&B in the town.
Yeah, it will be the first. Yeah, it is the first B&B in Derby. It will be. And my location is very close to a lot of things that could benefit the town. I'm within 5 minutes of the gym. I'm within 5 minutes of the diner. So everything is around where I am.
Derby's the smallest city in the state of Connecticut. We're 5 minutes from the other side of town.
I didn't want to say that. I just want to say we are top dogs. Not that we're the smallest, but yes, there are a lot of...
compact is a good word.
Yes, I like that one. There are a lot of public places around there, and the town itself, of course, they can always come down here. But that's what I'm looking to do. Offer them a lot of items that's around, the trails, the gym, of course, and a lot of other places around the area that's very close. And now that we've built up our town of Derby, it's a good place to see, a good place to be.
Okay.
It's a quiet area. Anyone coming just to relax, they can. Especially corporate, because I do have corporate friends that comes there and stay. From Boyne, they are much further away, but they come down there because in the area where they are meeting, there is nothing that is suitable for them. The hotels, they are not safe. That's what they are telling me. They are not safe. So coming down to stay with me is a good thing for them, but I could turn it around. It is a place that is safe, security, and it's very quiet because it's only 3 houses back there on my road.
Okay.
I think I've covered most of it.
Anybody have any questions for the applicant? I have a few questions. Your hardship.
I'm sorry?
Your hardship. What is the hardship? What is your hardship that you're seeking that we're not because it's an R3 zone, okay. Right? So there's only certain zones in the town that we can't that are right. We don't have an Airbnb
right
in this town because it's not your specific area is located in a
yes
area, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I'm sorry.
It would be if I may.
Yeah. Please. Just state your name and...
Clifford Thier. I'm an attorney and I represent the applicant. Families right now who want other family members to visit them who live in the town mm-hmm. and who do not have places for them to stay. If they want to have family members come, this would be an opportunity at a reasonable price rather than one of the larger, further away resident facilities.
Well, we're a zoning board, so we grant variances for stuff like that. That's not hardship.
Just so you understand, under the regulations, in order for this board to act on a variance application, there needs to be a legal hardship, and that legal hardship is something that's unique to your property. That would result in an unusual hardship from the application of the regulations to your particular property. So there's typically something unique to the property that would require this board or direct this board to give them a basis to grant a variance. So there has to be a demonstration of a legal hardship.
It's not a benefit to the town?
Well, a component of a variance may be something that's consistent with, so there's a couple different factors, but the initial basis is the demonstration of a hardship. You also need to demonstrate that it's consistent with the plan of conservation and development in town, which is more or less what you've been presenting, but there hasn't been yet any statement of hardship that I heard.
Perhaps if you can,
I think where you need to go to be with
that was the Corporation Council.
Yes.
Yes. Corporation Council.
Oh, okay, that spoke. Okay.
Planning and zoning
right.
would need to change the regulation of an R3 and allowing that. Have you gone to planning and zoning?
We were told to come here first.
Yeah.
Well, as the chairman just indicated, I think if you look at the regulations, I believe the bed and breakfasts or short term are allowed in the R4 and the R5 zone by right. special exception.
Mm-hmm.
They're currently not allowed in the R1, 2, or 3 zones.
Right.
So a potential avenue would be, if you're unable to get a variance, would be to apply for a regulation change to the Planning and Zoning Board. That would.
So we need to re-aim to Planning and Zoning?
Well, you know, if you're successful with a variance tonight, you don't need to. But if you're not, that's a potential option for you to consider.
Because we were told that this was the first step.
Well, it's a step. So it's they typically don't tell you exactly what you need to do is for an application, but a regulation change is an alternative option.
Okay, so if we're unsuccessful tonight, there's still the
then it's the avenue of the planning and zoning
tab, planning and zoning
zone change
of regulation.
Of regulation.
Do they have different forms, or is it this just?
Well, this again, this is a variance application to the Board of Zoning Appeals. And there's certain specific legal requirements that this board needs to make findings as to in order to grant the variance. The alternative option of a regulation change, again, there's no guarantee of that either, that the board, the Planning and Zoning Board, has discretion when they adopt regulation changes. It's within their administrative discretion. So they could think it's not a good idea for any reason and deny that zone change application, but it's certainly, as I said, a potential option for you to consider.
And they don't have the same criteria of a hardship?
No, they have the authority to adopt regulations as they see fit, but they're under no obligation to change their.
No, I understand that.
But, right, no, they could, if they think it's a good idea, they can adopt the regulation. That's as simple as that.
We should withdraw the. But tonight we don't want that on the record. So we will withdraw this evening and contact the town tomorrow. Who would be the right person to talk to about setting up an application to go to that board or that commission?
Kevin White is the zoning enforcement officer. I would start.
We have his number. Yes.
Yep. And then it's a fairly simple zone reg change. It would just simply. It would be similar to what's already in
your file. It would just be
well. It would be it's an application. I don't have the form with me. But
okay, so
you would basically be applying to allow bed and breakfast inns as a special exception under in the R3 zone.
R3
because it's already allowed in the R4 and the R5.
Right.
But in 1, 2, and 3, it's not allowed.
It's not
allowed.
Okay.
Right.
So we would need a change to allow it in zone 3.
Yes.
And if you get that, then you don't need to come to us.
Correct. But okay. It's a two-step. I should make it clear. It's a two-step process. If you're successful with the regulation amendment.
Yes.
You then would need to apply for, you could probably do it simultaneously, but you would also be filing an application for a special exception because that's currently what it's allowed. And what that application would be, would you basically present it, and the board has significant discretion.
That board, not this board.
That, yeah, correct. The Planning and Zoning Board would have significant discretion under special exception applications to determine whether the particular use is suitable for the particular property. For instance, they take into account traffic, impact on your neighbors, and other factors, that would.
All right. For that, we'll take that route. But so there's actually two steps, but they can be done simultaneously.
Typically, can be done. It's at the discretion of the board whether they allow you to do it simultaneously. But I don't see why.
But Mr. White would know that.
Yes, Mr. White would be able to guide you.
So we'll contact him in the morning.
Yes.
Okay.
Although he's only here on Tuesdays, I think. But
we'll contact him on Tuesday.
Yes.
We have to do anything if they want to withdraw?
We'll withdraw the application. We don't.
Correct. You're just withdrawing the application.
Yes.
You could just send an email to Kevin or to the office tomorrow in writing, just for me, but it's on the record that it's withdrawn.
And okay. Planning and zoning meets monthly also?
We just met on the third
Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
Oh, so the next two are
about
3 weeks.
It's going to be, unfortunately, there's a process with regulation changes.
Mm-hmm.
It has to, you won't be on the next meeting agenda. It has to be a public hearing. The proposed regulation needs to go to the Regional Council of Governments. It's a couple months process.
We'll start as soon as we can. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We can bypass 7 then, public portion.
Yes.
The public portion of this? Yeah.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Do we want to close the public portion for this application?
We can motion to close.
Closed by John.
Portion for this application.
Seconded by Jeffrey.
I agree.
All in favor?
Which is
all opposed? All right. No action is needed on item number 8. A motion to adjourn.
Motion
made by Ray. Seconded by Jeffrey. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Let the record show that the meeting is ended at 7:20.
Thank you, Earl.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.